And I'm guessing that I didn't hear you mention mammography and breast cancer screening, that since there wasn't very much going on in the UK, to what extent do you think that that's entered into the equation?
Well, we know that better local control does produce a small but real difference in later mortality from breast cancer. And so earlier diagnosis must result in some reduction in breast cancer mortality. And quite apart from national screening programs, there's been an increased breast awareness over the last few decades, and so there must have been earlier diagnosis, some downstaging, just by people coming along to their doctors earlier instead of waiting until it was a sort of vast fungating mass that was absolutely untreatable. But the main screening program in Britain didn't come until the early 1990s. So the benefits from that, the main benefits from that, are going to be seen during the present decade and even during the next decade. It's, again, the improvements in breast cancer control during the 1990s will translate into decreases in national death rates during the first and possibly even the second decade of this century in Britain. The decrease in breast cancer mortality during the 1990s is not chiefly due to screening. It's too early for that. The national screening program started in 1991. It's due to the changes in management of the 1980s.
We've had quite a bit of breast cancer screening in the United States, I would say, since the late 80s. Has that been part of the drop in the United States?
Well, maybe that's the reason why breast cancer mortality rates in the United States were running fairly steady during the 1970s, 1980s, rather than increasing. I mean, there are factors that should be pushing them up, these changes in childbearing patterns, changes in the prevalence of obesity in postmenopausal women. These should be pushing the breast cancer rates up, and yet the death rates in the United States were fairly steady. Actually, the death rates in Britain were, if anything, drifting up during the 70s, 1980s. But then in both countries, despite the forces tending to push breast cancer up, suddenly the breast cancer rates have turned around and started to drop rapidly. It's a very nice pattern.